Chapter 11, Power Systems. Military operations require electrical power to support command and control, communications, targeting, force protection, logistics, and force sustainment functions throughout all phases of military operations. Powered networks include interior wiring, distribution, and power generation systems. Safe, reliable, efficient, scalable, and sustainable power systems are essential and require adequate planning and consideration by all military units, from the tactical to the strategic level. Power systems consisting of standardized and compatible modular components may range from small systems powering single facilities to large systems with multiple power sources and may incorporate alternative fuels, power storage options, and renewable energy sources. General engineers play a key role in synchronizing the construction, operation, and maintenance of power systems. This chapter provides an overview of service capabilities and includes all phases of power systems. Responsibilities and capabilities. During the initial phases of military operations, power systems will be low-voltage tactical power systems that are common to all services. These tactical power systems include limited distribution and lighting capabilities. As operations progress and power requirements change, each service possesses varying complementary capabilities to support operations. Small, engine-driven generators are the main source of electrical power for armed forces in the field. Other power-generating capabilities can be used, such as commercial power systems, renewable energy, water, wind, solar, electric generating systems, and rechargeable battery systems. Army. Army units own, operate, and maintain organic tactical generators to meet command requirements and essential life support electrical power requirements. Army and Navy units own, operate, and maintain deployable prime power generators and can assist in using commercial power. Engineer prime power units provide temporary power from their organic generators or from local power grids. Responsibilities. General engineers have the capability to plan, design, construct, operate, and maintain basic power generation and secondary distribution systems. Army engineer prime power assets can reach back to USACE and provide power planning beyond the capability of assigned engineers. There is a division of labor among the specialized Army electricians who handle interior, distribution, and power plant systems. This includes the following. Interior system electricians. Interior electricians are trained and equipped to perform electrical work within the interior of the building up to the circuit box. This includes reading electrical system blueprints, installing wiring, transformers, circuit breakers, service panels, switches, electrical boxes, and lighting systems, and inspecting, testing, repairing, and replacing electrical systems within facilities. Distribution system electricians. Power distribution specialists are trained and equipped to perform tasks associated with electrical distribution. They connect service drops and conduits on de-energized systems. Their duties also include installing electrical prime power distribution systems, exterior services, utility poles, guy wire, anchors, cross arms, conductors, insulators, transformers, other electrical hardware. Power plant system electricians. Prime power production specialists are trained and equipped to perform electrical assessments and facility power system maintenance. They can perform quality assurance or quality control operations and supervision. They can operate, install, and perform direct support / general support level maintenance on electric power plants. They can work on prime power generator sets of 500 kilowatt capacity and higher and associated auxiliary systems and equipment. Other duties include the liaison officer and technical advisor to the Federal Emergency Management Agency and other federal organizations as necessary. Every Army element that is authorized power system components, such as generators and electrical distribution equipment, on their modified table of organization equipment is required to have a unit power manager who is trained and licensed to operate the unit tactical power system. The tactical power system will typically be a plug-and-play power system that provides power to the unit tactical operation center, communication facility, or maintenance facility. Prime power units. When power requirements exceed the capabilities of the unit power manager or the unit's organic tactical power system, Units normally request support from Army Engineer Prime Power Unit or Navy Mobile Utilities support equipment. Service Prime Power Units provide theater-wide expertise and technical assistance on all aspects of electrical power. These service power production capabilities provide utility-grade power to support larger military power requirements than BCT/BLT through division units have the capacity to provide. Prime power capabilities must be closely coordinated, integrated, and synchronized across the whole spectrum of power to ensure that sufficient, reliable, and resilient electrical power is available to support all operations. See ATP3-34.45/MCRP3-40Delta.17. Engineer Prime Power Units can help plan, install, operate, and maintain their organic power system. The Prime Power System can help support a variety of military facility requirements, to include bases/base camps, seaports, airfields, major headquarters and medical treatment, hospitals, or other critical facilities. They may also repair, operate, and maintain non-standard or commercial power plants and electrical distribution systems during military operations. Engineer Prime Power Units may perform other technical power-related tasks to include providing power-related planning and staff assistance, conducting power requirement assessments and electrical load surveys, analyzing existing power systems and recommending COAs for improvement or expansion, drafting the scope of work for contracted power system support, serving as the technical representative of the contracting officer. Marine Corps. Marine Corps utility units are organized and equipped to deliver power across the MAGTAF. Each element of the MAGTAF possesses an organic utility capability. MAGTAF power systems are scalable to the level of activity and the mission. MAGTAF utility personnel plan, install, operate, and maintain Military Standard 120, 208, 240, and 416 volts alternating current power generation and distribution equipment for base camps and vertical construction projects. Utilizing the MAGTAF mobile electric power systems, utility units safely deliver electric power using equipment that produces from 2 to 100 kilowatts. Enduring power requirements, such as those needed at air facilities, can be operated for up to 2 years. When power requirements exceed the capabilities of the organic utility units, the MAGTAF requests augmentation from external sources, such as the Seabees or commercial contractors. Additional information pertaining to Marine Corps power generation and distribution capabilities, including tactics, techniques, and procedures, can be found in Theater of Operations Electrical Systems. Navy. The Navy Construction Battalion Maintenance Unit provides follow-on public works to maintain and repair existing advanced baseshore facilities or facilities constructed by the Naval Mobile Construction Battalion during contingency operations. The Mobile Construction Battalion is capable of manning, equipping, and maintaining steam and electrical power generation and distribution systems for advanced base facilities up to 5,000 personnel. See NTTP3-10.1/MCTP3-34Delta for more information on construction battalion maintenance units and Naval Mobile Construction Battalion capabilities. The Navy has mobile utility support units that provide power plants, substations, steam plants, and technical expertise to support DoD utility shortfalls worldwide. Mobile utility support equipment technicians attend the Prime Power Production Specialist course and a Mobile Utility Support Equipment Familiarization course. Technicians are rapidly deployable within a 24-hour notice to provide technical assistance for organic and non-organic utilities. Technicians install, repair, maintain, and operate power generation, electrical distribution, transformation, and steam generating equipment and infrastructure. Mobile utility support equipment teams are compact and multidimensional and have expertise and skills to resolve a wide range of utility issues. See NTTP4-04.3 for more information on mobile utility support equipment. Air Force. The Air Force has Prime Beef and Red Horse units that are standalone squadrons. They are highly mobile, largely self-sufficient, and rapidly deployable. Both of these units are capable of providing electrical system installation. Prime Beef are mobile assets that are deployed to air bases, where they can combine to form a main operating base combat engineer force of 200 to 320 people, depending on the threat and number and type of aircraft. Red Horse units provide heavy repair capability and construction support when requirements exceed normal base civil engineer capabilities and where Army engineer support is not readily available. See Air Force Doctrine Publication 3-34 for additional information. Base camps. Base camps may provide power from generators, a central power plant, or commercial utility power sources to meet operational and life support requirements. Base camps can connect a variety of power sources to the base camp distribution system to create a self-contained microgrid. A microgrid is a localized grouping of electricity generation, energy storage, and loads that normally operate connected to a traditional commercial centralized grid, microgrid. A microgrid may provide more efficient distribution and use of electrical power. Base camp power generation and distribution systems may also include power storage capabilities into their grid for supporting mission essential facilities or equipment. The installation, operation, and maintenance of power storage capabilities may be performed by units, interior electricians, prime power personnel, or contractors. Other sources. The host nation may operate regional or national power systems or have commercial utility power systems that are capable of supporting military operations. However, host nation power may not be sufficient, reliable, or compatible with United States military equipment or facilities. Exercise caution when considering host nation power as it may undermine counterinsurgency goals and actions. Contracted power support may be available through local military contracts, the USACE Worldwide Power Contract, or the Logistics Civil Augmentation Program. Contract support may range from simple O&M of military power systems to the construction and leasing of large power systems to support large base camps. ATP 3-37.10/MCRP 3-40Delta.13, MCRP 3-17.7 November for additional information. Planning and design. There is no one-size-fits-all solution to supplying electrical power throughout the range of military operations. The capacity, mobility, and flexibility requirements of the electrical system for a command and control C2 node during large-scale combat operations are very different from those of a base camp or logistics hub. Typically, a site occupied at the cessation of combat operations develops into an enduring location as the phases of an operation change. Power continuum. Power systems are employed in a scalable fashion to use minimal resources to support changing electrical power demands. Typically, a power system begins with an organic tactical power system, transitions to the prime power system, and then ultimately transitions to a civilian or contractor-managed utility power system for enduring locations. These transitions can occur consecutively or concurrently. The goal is to employ power systems that support and build on one another while meeting mission requirements. Typically, a power system will begin with a unit-owned tactical power system, transition to a deployable prime power system, and, ultimately, progress to the civilian or contractor-managed sustained power system for long-term engagements. However, the phases of the power continuum do not have to occur consecutively, and several or all phases can occur concurrently. The goal is to employ power systems that support and build on one another. The following power systems make up the power continuum. Tactical power system. This is a highly mobile contingency power system that produces and distributes electrical power at user voltage and is installed, operated, and maintained by soldiers. Initial tactical power systems are composed of modified table of organization equipment authorized, Army standard generators, and power distribution equipment, but they may include commercial, off-the-shelf power equipment as missions dictate. User voltage is typically 120/208 volts at 60 Hz, but may also be 230/400 volts at 50 Hz, depending on the deployed location. Tactical power is generated by a mobile electrical power unit that is dedicated to supporting the missions of units engaged in combat operations. Tactical power uses two classes of generators, precise and utility. These standard military generators are highly mobile, produce low voltages, and do not require the use of transformers. They have an output capacity that ranges from 0.5 to 200 kilowatts. These generators are in the unit table of organization and equipment and are referred to as tactical generators. Distribution systems for tactical power are usually very simple. They often consist of standard components such as field wiring, distribution illumination sets, and electrical sets. The installation, operation, and maintenance of tactical generators and distribution equipment are the responsibility of the using unit. Deployable Prime Power System. This is a deployable contingency power system that produces and distributes electrical power at medium voltage, uses transformers to produce user voltage, and is installed, operated, and maintained by soldiers. Medium voltage is typically a 2400 to 13800 volt power system that is capable of distributing power. Sustained Power System. This is a contingency power system that is site-specific and may be composed of low or medium voltage power equipment, fixed generators, and commercial electrical equipment. It is installed, operated, and maintained by contracted civilian personnel. See ATP 3-34.45/MCRP 3-40-Delta.17 for additional information on power systems. Power systems. There are many sources of electrical power. Each source varies in complexity, efficiency, and reliability. Routine power sources are tactical generators, prime power generators, and commercial power. Engineers estimate power requirements, plan for sources over time, and design and construct basic power generation systems, secondary distribution systems, and fixed site storage systems. Power requirements evolve as a theater matures and populations grow. Detailed planning to forecast and estimate future power demands ensures that usage does not exceed supply over time. Power system planning considerations. Power system master planning consolidates and interprets the information gathered from the initial assessment and merges it with geospatial information. This information includes terrain, existing and planned facilities, and vehicle and pedestrian traffic patterns to determine the optimum placement of power system components. Additional planning considerations include survivability. Do not locate power system components near installation perimeter walls. Protection from direct and indirect fire, such as using T-shaped walls or sandbag walls, may be required. Ensure that installed obstacles or barriers do not physically restrict cooling airflow. Drainage. Do not locate power system components in low areas that may be prone to flooding or near streams, ponds, or rivers where water levels could rise unexpectedly. Fuel storage location. Locate remote fuel tanks and reserve fuel supply, 5-gallon fuel cans, into secondary containment close to equipment as authorized by the UFC and National Fire Code. Utility corridors / utility space. A utility corridor is a linear strip of land normally running parallel with roads that is identified for present or future locations of utility lines. Locate power cables in dedicated utility corridors out of main traffic patterns to minimize damage and to ensure access for repair or expansion/modification of the power system. Do not locate power cables under facilities, T-shaped walls, sandbags, or other obstructions to access. Provide a dedicated space for generators and other power system components out of main traffic patterns to prevent physical damage but allow access for maintenance or replacement. Equipment standards. Use only commercial power system components that have been approved by one of the nationally recognized testing laboratories or that have been inspected and approved by the authority with jurisdiction. Military power system components must meet military standards or adhere to military specifications. Do not use non-listed components of existing facilities. Replace discovered parts not listed. See DAPAM 385-26. Power system planners should be integrated into the planning committee or working group to coordinate with facility master planners, communications personnel, force protection personnel, and logistics personnel. This is needed to ensure that the power system will best meet the needs of all supported and minimize conflicts with other mission requirements. Always consider personnel and system safety with respect to locating overhead power lines in close proximity to facilities or in areas that frequently use tall combat vehicles with tactical radio antennas, high-lift forklifts, or cranes. Work on energized circuits during system installation or maintenance requires an energized work permit. A complete power system design will require a short circuit analysis of potential fault currents to aid in determining proper circuit breaker and component sizing and ratings. The data from the short circuit analysis is used in an arc flash hazard analysis to determine arc flash protection boundaries, incident energy at the working distance, minimum requirements of arc rated protective clothing, and potential risks to personnel performing system maintenance and to develop risk mitigation strategies. Automated planning and design tools, such as the JCMS, are available to provide baseline standard designs and produce a construction bill of materials. The Auto Distribution Illumination System, Electrical, is a computer model developed to simulate the use of the Distribution Illumination System, Electrical, or the Power Distribution Illumination Systems, Electrical. The Distribution Illumination System, Electrical, refers to the military family of power distribution equipment, military customized electrical breaker boxes. These tools can aid in proper system configuration and component selection. Additional references are as follows. CTM3-34.46/MCRP3-17.7kilo for detailed design, layout, installation, and maintenance of electrical systems. See the AFCS program guidelines for standard electrical designs. See UFC 3-500 series for commercial power system guidance, and UFC 3-501-01 for details of electrical engineering. See ATP 3-34.45/MCRP3-40delta.17 for deployable power systems. See TM5-683/NAVFAC, MO-116/AFJMAN32-1083 for guidance on the facility's maintenance of interior electrical systems. See TM5-684/NAVFAC, MO-200/AFJMAN32-1082 for the maintenance and repair of exterior electrical distribution systems. See DAPAM 385-26, TM5-682, and UFC 3-560-01 for details on safe electrical practices. Power system requirements. The initial assessment of what the power system must do is the critical first step, which must be performed before construction begins or installation commences. The observations made, questions asked, and resulting answers set the framework for establishing a safe, reliable, and efficient power system. Executing an effective initial assessment requires a combination of technical expertise, engineer art, and forecast of future requirements. Some considerations are: what size area will the base camp or facilities occupy? The geographic area is a very important consideration when determining if power must be provided by one power system or multiple power systems. This also affects the distribution system used, for example, overhead or buried cables. A relatively large, spread-out installation will likely require multiple power systems regardless of population, because excessively long power cables will degrade the performance and efficiency of the power system. The available area will also determine whether expansion of services/capabilities and or population can occur within the existing perimeter or will require additional land. What is the projected population to be served? This is important because generally larger populations have greater power requirements. How soon must the power system be operational? The need for speed will often override the ability to design and resource materials to construct a more efficient power system. However, if the initial power system is emplaced in power system modules, consolidation into a more sustainable system will be easier to achieve and more cost-effective. How long will the power system be required? It is difficult and inefficient to operate and sustain multiple small power systems for an extended period of time, years. If longer duration missions can be properly determined or planned for, power systems can be properly planned for consolidation or upgraded accordingly to the deployable prime power system or a long-term sustained power system. Will the power system utilize an existing power system or facilities? The decision to utilize existing facilities may be expedient and enhance force protection, but may require repair, modification, or upgrade to be made suitable for military use. The commercial standards of construction may require modification to adapt to military power systems. The repair and/or expansion of existing commercial facilities will require additional planning and design consideration and may place challenges on logistics sustainment. Changes must equal or exceed applicable building codes and standards. What voltage and frequency will be required? United States military power systems and equipment are designed to operate at 120/208 volts at 60 Hz and must comply with United States safety and construction standards. The host nation power system will almost certainly operate at a different voltage or frequency and may not comply with United States safety and construction standards. Most host nation power systems will operate at 50 Hz and voltage will range from 220 to 240 volts and 380 to 415 volts. Some office equipment may operate at either voltage standard, but adapters will most likely be required to enable office equipment plugs to be inserted into host nation power outlets, receptacles. It is highly recommended to select a single standard and eliminate the necessity for disparate power systems or utilization of complex power conversion equipment, transformers. What type of installation will the power system serve? ATP 3-37.10/MCRP 3-40Delta.13, MCRP 3-17.7 November, discusses several levels and capabilities of base camps and resultant power considerations. The types of facilities and equipment, projected power consumption, and level of services available will have a large impact on determining power system requirements. Getting the right information will enable better planning and design decisions. Consider the following. Will the installation have large numbers of personnel or personnel centers requiring large industrial-sized heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems? Will there be large consolidated dining facilities? Will there be a hospital? Will there be extensive refrigerated/frozen food? Will Army and Air Force exchange service facilities, vendors, or support contractors be on site? Will there be large logistics, transportation, and maintenance facilities or water purification and ice production equipment? Will there be a large consolidated laundry facility? What power system assets are available and are they sustainable? An initial assessment includes a listing of serviceable power system equipment on site or readily available. Decisions to utilize or purchase non-standard commercial equipment must carefully consider whether the power system is sustainable with readily available service and repair parts, and whether trained technicians are available to operate and maintain the equipment. Note, an effective planning rule of thumb is that for standard 120/208-volt power systems, the total distance from the power source to the point of consumption should not exceed 300 feet. See ATP 3-34.45/MCRP 3-40Delta.17 for additional information on electrical planning. Power plant sizes for base camps. The top end of the population range for each base camp size is multiplied by planning factors from ATP 3-37.10/MCRP 3-40Delta.13, MCRP 3-17.7 November. These estimates can be used for the initial field expedient planning of the total power requirements and plant sizes for base camps when no other information is available. The base or base camp power system may initially be constructed from tactical generators and then converted to prime power, or may initially be constructed using prime power plants and then be converted to commercial power generation systems, as discussed in ATP 3-37.10/MCRP 3-40Delta.13. MCRP 3-17.7 November. TM 5-811-6 provides detailed procedures for designing power plants. Design of power systems. Electrical systems include basic power generation, secondary distribution or wiring, and storage capabilities. Notes. 1. See TM 3-34.46/MCRP 3-17.7 kilo for electrical system designs, layouts, installation requirements, and maintenance. 2. See the AFCS program guidelines for standard electrical designs. 3. See UFC 3-500 series for electrical criteria requirements. 4. See ATP 3-34.45/MCRP 3-40Delta.17 for deployable prime power system designs. 5. See UFC 3-501-01 for electrical engineering details. 6. See TM 5-683/NAVFAC, MO-116/AFJMAN32-1083 for information on the maintenance of interior electrical systems, 600 volts and less. 7. See TM 5-684/NAVFAC, MO-200/AFJMAN32-1082 for the maintenance and repair of exterior electrical distribution systems. 8. See DAPAM 385-26, TM 5-682, and UFC 3-560-01 for electrical safety practices. Construction, installation, and connection. Commanders train and license assigned personnel in the unit as tactical electric power system operators regardless of the personnel military occupational specialty, MOS. Marine Corps personnel licensed as incidental operators may only operate power generation equipment up to 20 kilowatts in size. Only personnel who hold MOS 1141 may establish power generation sites, operate power generation equipment over 20 kilowatts in size, or install power distribution equipment. Licensed personnel operate assigned equipment according to the operator instructions and technical manuals. Licensed and electrical MOS-trained personnel installs low-voltage tactical power systems, install medium-voltage deployable prime power systems, construct or install facilities, interior electrical systems, and connect facilities to the power system. Tasks related to constructing, installing, and connecting power systems include trenching and backfilling power cables in utility corridors, placing concrete foundations for power system components, constructing secondary containment berms for fuel systems. Installing power system components includes generators, switch gears, transformers, and fuel tanks. Installing utility poles and overhead conductors. Terminating, testing, and connecting power cables. Constructing enclosures for power system components. Testing and commissioning power systems prior to use. Assist in writing the scope of work for power system construction contracts. The proper power system grounding and bonding of electrical components are essential to ensure reliable system operation and protective device operation. This will also ensure that personnel are protected from electrocution and shock due to equipment malfunction. The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineer Standard 142-2007, commonly referred to as the Green Book, provides guidelines for electrical system grounding and bonding. Additional standards govern power system construction and safe electrical work practices. Power systems that operate or will operate at the United States Military Standard 120/208 volts at 60 Hz must be constructed to meet the standards outlined in National Fire Protection Code 70, National Electrical Code, the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineer Standard 142-2007, the National Electrical Safety Code, and applicable military standards and directives. Power systems that operate at different voltages or frequencies must be constructed to meet host nation electrical construction and safety standards. If the host nation electrical code is inadequate, then use the JCMS to plan electrical system construction. Operation and maintenance. Operating and maintaining power systems are labor-intensive. The continuous operation of large, fixed plants exceeds the labor capabilities of the prime power platoons, so plan accordingly. Engineer prime power units will install, operate, and maintain the deployable prime power system. They will be responsible for designing and safely employing the system. They will be responsible for the interconnection between the deployable prime power system and the tactical power system. They will coordinate fuel support and perform maintenance or repair as required. Construction unit support may be required for trenches, concrete foundations, or other support to facilitate power system installation. O&M for a sustained power system may range from a simple service contract for operator-level preventive maintenance checks and services to the more typical full-service contract, which includes daily operation, fueling services, periodic maintenance, and repair as needed. A sustained power system contract may include system construction and facility connections and repair. The sustained power system may utilize power system equipment provided by the contractor or equipment purchased by the government to be used by the contractor, or it may be a tactical power system or deployable power system whose operational responsibility has been transferred to a contractor. See ATP 3-34.45/MCRP 3-40Delta.17 for additional information on power system configurations. Power system expansion or downsizing. Military operations usually require adding, moving, or upgrading facilities and equipment, which necessitates changes in the power system. A well-designed power system should be able to support some load growth without requiring major modification to the system. There are two basic methods. Overbuild. This method advocates intentionally overbuilding the system beyond initial forecasted/calculated requirements. This easily allows for anticipated expansion or a surge in demand. However, this is also very costly and is not an efficient use of power sources. Scalable build. This method allows a power system to be designed and constructed as scalable modules for expansion or contraction. See ATP 3-34.45/MCRP 3-40Delta.17 for more information about the modular design of power systems. Smaller tactical power system modules can be consolidated onto larger tactical generators, with the smaller generators remaining as redundant backup power for high-priority circuits/tactical facilities. The larger modules can be further consolidated when transitioning to the deployable prime power system, which provides much greater efficiency and reliability and minimizes the number of personnel required for O&M. Mixing military and commercial power equipment requires specialized design considerations to ensure that the system functions safely and efficiently. Downsizing a power system requires safety considerations to ensure that any remaining or abandoned equipment has been properly disconnected and isolated to minimize residual danger to personnel. Downsizing may require consolidation of facilities to ensure that entire modules can be removed from the power system, which minimizes isolated facilities remaining outside the power system footprint. Redeployment and base closure. Redeployment and base closure require deliberate planning, which begins with a mission statement of the desired end state. The command must determine which facilities and systems, if any, will remain for host nation use, which facilities and systems will be demolished, and which equipment is excess and requires disposal. Plan to relocate supported units to allow the orderly demolition of facilities and systems. Conduct an assessment to determine the serviceability of facilities, systems, and equipment and whether the assets are suitable for transfer to the host nation if applicable. Population and power requirements may temporarily increase during a retrograde. Plan temporary lodging for a population surge as required. If the location is a logistics or transportation hub, plan to seek out additional areas that are suitable for temporary staging and equipment storage. Consider plans for security lighting and additional support as required. Base closure and demolition work require an assessment of energized circuits and conductors before any demolition work begins. Complete an electrical safety survey and communicate the results to using organizations who will be affected throughout the redeployment, transfer, or closure activities. Carefully identify all energy sources and de-energize all circuits to prevent fires or electrocutions. Plan accordingly to allow sufficient time for base closure activities. Contracted support for a sustained power system may require 90 to 120 days or more prior to base closure to terminate service and to dismantle and remove power system equipment. Engineer prime power units can assess the power system and, if necessary, re-establish a deployable prime power system to support an orderly build-down process. As redeployment progresses, the power system will eventually revert back to a tactical power system with unit responsibility. Additional tactical generators may be needed for the final closeout. ATP 3-37.10/MCRP 3-40Delta.13, MCRP 3-17.7 November for additional base closure information.